This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. A few hundred people crowded into a hearing room at the state capitol today to hear testimony on legislation that would make Missouri a right-to-work state. If passed, workers could not be forced to join unions or pay union dues as a condition of employment. Mike Lewis with the Missouri chapter of the AFL-CIO testified against the bill.
It weakens unions and it weakens collective bargaining unit. It destroys the best job security protection that exists, a union contract. Meanwhile, it allows some workers to pay nothing and receive all the benefits paid for by union membership.
The bill supporters say becoming a right-to-work state would result in more companies moving to Missouri and creating new jobs. The House Committee on Workforce Development will vote on the bill at a later date. If the measure passes the legislature, it would be submitted to voters for approval this November. Just a day after her close Fifth Ward win, City Council member Laura Nauzer is already back to work for the City of Columbia. She hopes to pick up where she left off since she held the same seat from 2005 to 2011. She says she'll start with working to reduce violent youth crime in Columbia.
You know, it's important that we address it before things get out of control, because we certainly, I don't think our community can handle having any more children killed in our community, especially children being killed by children.
Nauzer narrowly beat out Tootie Burns in Tuesday's special election for the seat that was vacated when Helen Anthony moved to the East Coast. Nauzer will serve out the last year and 2 months of the term. Four panelists at a news conference this morning reiterated arguments against the MU College of Education's potential hire of former Army psychologist Larry James. Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba has more.
Larry James is currently the Dean of Professional Psychology at Wright State University in Ohio. But in the past, he was in a leadership position as an Army psychologist at Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib. Since his role as an intelligence psychologist was during a time of intense abuse allegations, some people are concerned about his personal ethics. Panelist Michael Ugarte teaches in the Romance Languages Department at MU.
What I'm concerned about is the message that hiring such a person would send to the people involved in this community of scholars and students.
James visited Columbia on Tuesday and responded to concerns about his role during a forum.
We may disagree with, you know, the previous administration, and I do, but all of these enhanced interrogation methods were approved.
The opposition movement is working to gather at least 1,000 signatures in an online petition to remove James from consideration for the job. Kelly Catraba, KBIA News.
Missouri lawmakers are making another run at reinstating local taxes on vehicle sales after Governor Jay Nixon vetoed last year's attempt. A Senate committee today considered a proposal that would let local governments impose a tax. Voters then would decide whether to continue it. The legislation seeks to reverse a Missouri Supreme Court ruling that local sales taxes cannot be charged on vehicles purchased out of state or in private transactions. Instead, local voters can approve local use tax. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.